good. Weather's been great. Can't complain about that. And, you know, getting to work alongside with Orlando and as of now, you know, Manny, a former college teammate, has been real good and comforting as far as having played next to him before and just, you know, having that previous chemistry.
Guys give you any grief because you were a division rival?
I mean, they heckle me every once in a while, you know, because of last year and all that. But I just tell them I'm here now, so and that's all I'm worried about.
Has it helped a little bit by having Sean Phillips? I mean, he came in, obviously, a little after you did, having that familiar face.
I really don't see Sean too much, you know, during this time a year. You know, offense, defense is split up unless we're on the field. And even then, you know, defense is on one side and we're on the other. So, you know, we're all working on our separate deals. But, you know, I see him in the locker room and around the hallways, and you know, it's always good to see a familiar face.
I guess we haven't talked to you since Orlando told us that you were his house guest when you first got out here. I mean, how did that come up? Did he just offer it?
No, I called him, and you know, I was because I knew Manny was married, and he's got two kids now, so I didn't want to just embarrass on that, and I kind of, you know, Orlando being a young guy still. I called him and I asked him. I said, "Hey, do you have any room? And if so, do you mind me staying with you? And that way, you know, I can learn my way around Denver. And you know, because I'm gonna be playing next to him predominantly. So you know, it's always good to get to know who you're playing next to."
Yeah, he said you weren't the best house guest, and you ate a lot of.
He shared once with me, and ever since then, you know, he's heckled me a little bit about, you know, eating his meals, but I think he ate them. Subconsciously, he didn't even realize it.
he was eating in his sleep.
Yeah, he's what I could call a subconscious eater.
he did joke about that, but he said that having you out there kind of helped with the welcoming a new guy with open arms and building that chemistry right away. Did you feel that at all? You know, going into a guy you may be playing besides house before you even started?
Right. You know, it's good not only to build a chemistry on the field, but off the field as well, because, I mean, they both go hand in hand. And, you know, once you get both of those down, it's kind of like you give each other a look and you know what each other's thinking. So it's just one of those deals that you can't build overnight. So, you know, you have to know the person on and off the field as well.
How would you compare the speed to this offense compared to what you've been used to in San Diego?
It's a lot more high tempo, as expected. You know, coming in, talked to, you know, Goose, and he told me, he said, you know, we're going to be running pretty fast pace offense, and, you know, just got to go in there and play ball.
What's the biggest challenge with that?
Well, at first it was altitude, you know, getting acclimated and being here, but, you know, once I'm acclimated and all that, it was – now it's just the terminology, but that's going to come naturally.
Well, when he was in here earlier, he said that the offense, a lot of the speed will be predicated on what the receivers and tight ends can do to keep up with Peyton Manning. But with you guys, you don't have the luxury of being able to sub out. So isn't your conditioning paramount too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, once that ball's gone, you know, hustle downfield and wherever the ball's down, you know, get up to the line and listen for the call, listen for the play or the protection, and, you know, just keep rolling.
What are the challenges when Peyton changes the play at the line of scrimmage for you guys up front and having to change your line call?
Usually Peyton's pretty good about giving us enough time to adjust the calls, and if he does change the play, you know, sometimes we know what the play is going to change to. So, you know, we already have that in the back of our mind that, hey, it could possibly change to this. So that helps a lot, but you know, Peyton's usually good about being quick and giving us time to communicate. And if not, you know, he points us in the right direction.
How much did you feel the altitude in the games that you played here?
You know, we've only played here once, so I really, and it was a game. So, you know, I really, with the adrenaline going, I don't think I paid too much attention to it. But being here now, it did affect me when I first got here. But you know, I've had some time to acclimate to it, and, you know, I'm good to go.
How much did Peyton Manning being here or going to a place that had a, you know, premier quarterback affect your decision when you were deciding where to go as a region?
You know, the things that affected my decision were chance to win a ring, and, you know, be amongst good guys. And, you know, location is not a bad place to live either. So, and it's a lot cheaper than, you know, living out on the West Coast. So, you know, those are pretty big deciding factors, and I, you know, got all three of them here.
How much pride would you take in blocking for a 1,000-yard rusher? And what do you think of the running backs on the roster?
It's, you know, we don't get too much credit for it. Just, you know, the nature of offensive line. But, you know, seeing our guy or our guys rush for that many yards, it's, you know, it's kind of a pat on the back for us. And, you know, we feel good, and that's something we take great pride in.
Thank you.